Blog Talk Radio.
I say you dump my hottest flow, just spit it. I put the steak on it, go on ahead, take a whiff. A hot tail tail's on the head, ass it. It's a freaking weekend, go on ahead, take a sip. Ow, yeah, that's a wow. Taking a break from the stage, I'm in the crowd. Acting all out there like, oh my, wow. That weird dick got a show in there. I'm on the road, sushi, yell. Going all in to this bad boy clout. He never ever know they move like shit. I kinda sorta think he likes his breed. Say me, I know you can't blame me. Baby, I'm moving insanely. In the overdrive, other chicks getting too close, bye-bye.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show. I'm your host, Sasha Marina. And on the other line is my broski, Robert Alfonso Hidalgo, your host of his segment, That's the Movie. So, hey, Robert, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, bro. So, today we have we have a lot to cover in these 30 minutes. We have all the Oscar nominations and our thoughts on
some
it.
News.
Plus
I
whatever
have news
else.
And Oscar. Nominations
exactly.
To talk about.
So we need, so we need to cover the
so
background, what's going on. All right, so get started.
So we're just going to some Marvel news. Johnny Depp is meeting with Marvel to play Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is a sorcerer in the Marvel universe.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like this sorcerer, and he has like these powers and stuff, and he's all charismatic and stuff. Just imagine Iron Man, but with sorcery and stuff. That's kind of what he is.
How ironic is that? How ironic is the name, Doctor Strange? I think Johnny would fit perfect.
Yeah. And some more news is that Michael Douglas has been casted to play Hank Pym, which is one of the three people in the Marvel Universe who play Ant-Man. Hank Pym is the guy who creates the Ant-Man suit and helmet and everything. He's the one who creates that. And actually, Paul Rudd, the person he's going to be playing is Scott Lang. Scott Lang is a character who steals the suit from Hank Pym, who steals the helmet from Hank Pym. So, yeah, Michael Douglas is in the movie. Cool, I guess. Spider-Man stuff.
Sure.
So, Shailene Woodley was the one who's going to play Mary Jane. They cut out her scene from, like, Spider-Man 2 because it would have distracted from the romance between, Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker. So they cut her scene out. So it was kind of rumored now that they just asked her if she would be in, the third one, she said, I don't know anything, but seeing how as they picked up the next two Divergent films, Divergent is a movie she's working on, like these new teen novel. It's going to be the same crap like any of the other movies we've seen. And it's going to be another two of these. There are another two, because the first one is coming out this year, and she's been picked up for two. She says she doesn't know how she could keep her insanity with two big action films in 1 year. But she says anything can happen. She doesn't know, So maybe
and it
she might
feels
still
like a
be
waste
up
of
for
time.
That.
I can't believe that they made her not only shoot, I don't know how many scenes she shot or whatever, but then that she wasn't even cut in the final cut. I mean, that seems, as an actress, I feel like that, if I were her.
That's what happened to Anna Paquin in X-Men Days of Future Past. She plays Rogue. She got cut out from the movie. So, that happens.
So she should just focus on whatever she has guaranteed right now.
Yeah, so far as Divergent.
All right. Okay, cool.
But now this is about Spider-Man joining the Avengers, and the producer from Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movies, his name is Avi Arad. He's pretty much the reason all these superhero movies got even turned into movies. Like, the reason they even made it was because of him. But he said he has no interest in having Spider-Man in the Avengers. He says he doesn't see any value in it for them. And he says he thinks they're doing such a good job with the Spider-Man universe, and he thinks Spider-Man is arguably one of the number one characters in the world, and he shouldn't have a cameo in the Avengers, which is just complete crap. The Avengers made so much more money than any I think Spider-Man 3 was the last movie that made that can go against, you know, the Avengers. But still, that was a really bad movie. I'm telling you, if they would just get Spider-Man into the next Avengers or somehow, it'd be really, really good. And just cut a deal with Marvel and Sony gets a percentage of the earnings from the movie, then that'd be great. Having Spider-Man in that movie would be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is that it with the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, that's about it. Just two more bits of news, and it's Oliver Stone, who was directing the Martin Luther King biopic, has dropped like the movie. He's not going to be directing the movie anymore.
No way. Any rumors on why?
I guess probably, you know, creative differences, what they always say.
Creative differences. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta be diplomatic. I mean, I was, you know, today being, you know, for those that celebrate today, you know, it's Martin Luther King Day, even though his official birthday was last Wednesday. We should still pay those respects and everybody. I don't know, bro. I'm going to touch the subject. I'm going to just do it. Okay, so, you know, that's Martin Luther King, and the man sacrificed his life and his family's life for you know, for this belief that he had that everybody had equal rights, whether you're African-American or Caucasian or whatever the case may be. And I feel like people don't celebrate it nowadays as it should be celebrated. They're out there, yeah, they do these big festivals in his name, but then festivities into a fiasco that can end up hurting their own kind, you know. And that's not the reason why we celebrate this. So, you know, just a thought. They should come down from their cloud.
Yeah. So, anyways, moving on to more is another biopic news. The John Belushi biography movie. Emil Hirsch was the one who's going to play John Belushi. And now Miles Teller is reportedly playing Dan Aykroyd. What did I say, Aykroyd? Just like added an end there. Dan Aykroyd in the movie. And Dan Aykroyd is like best friends with John Belushi. That was like, they were best friends. They were the Blues Brothers. And in an event at the Sundance Film Festival, he broke the news and he said a shout out to Miles Teller. We're going to be working together soon. He's playing Dan Aykroyd in the Belushi movie. So there you have it.
Okay.
Miles Teller, he's from The Spectacular Now. It's a bunch of other movies as well. So yeah, I think now we should move into the Oscar segment.
Yes, the Oscars. So a lot of the nominations, I wasn't surprised because you had already mentioned them in a lot of your movie reviews. So
yeah.
Let's have
the list. The list of the first. Well, let's look at the list right now of the best pictures.
Mm-hmm.
American Hustle was nominated: Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, Mena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf on Wall Street. For Best Picture, I think, I guarantee you that definitely not Wolf on Wall Street is not going to win it, knowing the Academy. They're not going to win it. The movie was great, but they're not winning it.
No.
It's going to be between...
Maybe Best Supporting Actor, some other stuff, but not the Best Picture.
Yeah, no, it's going to be between American Hustle and Gravity.
You think
so? Those are going to be the two that's going to win it, yes.
because I really felt, well, you know what, maybe the Dallas Buyers Club is at least going to win Best Actor.
I would like.
I saw that movie, and let me tell you that dude killed it. I have not seen such a transformation in such a long time with any Hollywood actor.
That's the next bit of nominees, the Best Actor nominees. Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern in Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf on Wall Street, from 12 Years a Slave. He was nominated for Best Actor and apparently did a great job too. Matthew McConaughey. In my opinion, I really want Leonardo DiCaprio to win, but I feel most likely the person who will win, like you just mentioned, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Like, between those two, in my opinion, those are the two that have a possibility to win. But I feel it's more likely going to be Matthew McConaughey who will win Best Actor.
Yeah. I mean, Leo did. I think that they were talking before this was out, this movie came out, it was rumored that this is one of his last chances to be nominated for an Oscar and possibly win. But I think that some other movies have kind of blew him out of the water.
Think he did a really, really, really good job. It's not something I've ever seen Leonardo DiCaprio do, and he did it so well on top of that.
Yeah, he did a great job, but I don't know how the Academy is going to look at it. They have a tough choice.
The Academy doesn't seem to like Leonardo DiCaprio. He gets nominated, but they don't really choose him for anything. I guess because he's just popular. He's a very famous actor now, and the Academy doesn't like going for that type of stuff.
Career. The kid has been an actor.
That's the reason.
Forever.
That's the reason why, because he's been acting so long. He's such a famous actor that they don't really want to give it to the most famous actors.
I don't know.
Best supporting actor.
What are your thoughts on? Wait, hold on Nebraska, because I know you saw this film.
Do you think Nebraska has any chance in anything?
Okay.
No, it's not going to win anything, but I know it's definitely being nominated, and that's good. It's very good. It was a very good movie, but it's not going to win anything.
Yeah. And what about Her?
I doubt it.
That seems to be
Her. I'll get to that in a second. They'll win. But anyways, let's go from now to Best Supporting Actor. So Barkhad Abdi is from Captain Phillips. He played pretty much the antagonist in the movie. He's nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Bradley Cooper in American Hustle, Michael Fassbender in 12 Years a Slave, Jonah Hill in The Wolf on Wall Street, and Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club. For me, I would like to see Jonah Hill win the Oscar for Wolf on Wall Street, because he was just hilarious, and maybe Bradley Cooper, but I don't think either of them are going to win. I'm going with Jared Leto as the winner.
Definitely.
Jared Leto is definitely going to win for that. But
you know that when I first saw him in the Golden Globes, I had no idea who he was, and there was such a hype about him. On the freaking red carpet or whatever, because I'm like, I've never seen this guy before. And then
Fight Club, American Hustle. He's a singer now.
Yeah.
He's in a band.
Yeah, he is.
He's the lead singer of 30 Seconds
to Mars. Yeah, he's a freaking rock star. And then when I look, I'm like, bro, this guy is the one that played that person. It's like total transformation. I feel like Dallas Buyers Club is taking a lot of awards on that night.
Yeah, I really like Jared Leto, so I can expect him probably to win for this one. But now to the Best Actress category. It's Amy Adams in American Hustle, Kate Blanchett in Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock in Gravity, Judi Dench in Philomena, Meryl Streep in August, Osage County. All right, Meryl Streep in that last movie. She plays like this alcoholic, drug addicted wife. I liked what she did, but I do prefer Kate Blanchett, and I want her to win. I think that's the one I'm going to go with. Kate Blanchett's going to win Best Actress for Blue Jasmine.
That's a lot of the rumors are saying. Also, I feel like the woman cat, the best actress category, it's a bit harder because Sandra Bullock
There's
was a one man show. You know, Sandra Bullock was
yeah.
a one man show in that movie, and let me tell you that she pulled it through. And I thought, and I thought, I mean, you're the one that recommended the movie, and I was like, I don't know, the subject is kind of iffy. But when you get stuck in that movie, your eyes are just there on the screen through the whole movie because there's so much emotion going through that woman, everything, you know. And Amy Adams, in American Hustle, you know, we saw it together. I feel like that's her best role of her actor's career yet. That was her best role. I have not seen Amy Adams do anything better than that yet. But like you said, I feel like I didn't see Blue Jasmine or whatever, but I heard a lot of good things from it, and maybe she will.
And next category is Best Supporting Actress. And it's Sally Hawkins in Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o, something like that, in 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts in August Osage County, and June Squibb in Nebraska. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's
she's
already
gonna
discussed
take
that.
Yeah. She's definitely yeah. taking that. I said that a while ago. She's definitely taking it. There's no doubt about it there. Now, Best Director.
I want to see, more about that movie, that August movie? You know, this is the first time I hear about that movie, and there seems to be a lot of good actresses in it. What is it all about?
Yeah, it's like Benedict Cumberbatch is even in it. There's a bunch of people in that movie.
Okay.
I don't know. It's about some family, you know, dysfunctional family movie. It was decent. But anyways, now, Best Director category. We have David O. Russell for American Hustle. His name rhymes. Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity. Alexander Payne for Nebraska. Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave. And Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street. Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah,
that's
I
it.
Think so.
that's it. Nobody else is taking that. Alfonso Cuarón is the only one who can take it. Maybe David Russell has a slight chance, but he's not taking it, at least for Best Director. And now Best Animated Feature.
What about you don't think at all that the guy from Wolf on Wall Street has any chance? Because I was
Martin Scorsese?
I mean, like
no.
No.
He's not going to win it. He's a brilliant director, but he's not going to win it for this movie.
Okay.
Probably the one who might actually give Alfonso Cuarón besides David Russell. I feel more like Steve McQueen. Because Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave was really good, his directing. So more like Gravity. I definitely believe Alfonso Cuarón will win it. But if there's anybody who stands a chance, it's going to be Steve McQueen. And now Best Animated Feature. For The Croods, that's this movie. Anybody remember that movie? Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine, I think it's like that. Frozen and The Wind Rises. I saw like Despicable Me and Frozen. I'm not big on animated movies, but I did prefer Frozen. I really enjoyed it, so I feel more like I'd want Frozen to win. But in animated movies, I'm not the best in that category. But yeah, Frozen. That's my prediction.
Why not Despicable Me? You feel like it was too much.
It was boring. I didn't like it. Compared to Frozen,
okay.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't. It wasn't compared to the hype. There was a lot of hype for that.
I don't know. It was whatever. It's just a kids movie, man. It wasn't even nothing like the first one. And I guess next one, Best Cinematography. The Grandmaster, Felipe Lesord, Gravity, Emmanuel Lubezki, Inside, Lewin Davis, Bruno Del Bonel, God, Nebraska, Fedon Papa Michael, Prisoners, Roger A. Deakins. Gravity, Emmanuel Lubezki is definitely winning that one. And the Roger A. Deakins would be the one person to give him a run for his money for prisoners.
I was going to ask you, how did that movie even get in the nominated list?
It's actually really, really good. It's a really great movie.
All right.
It was Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's probably close. It probably would have been nominated if there wasn't, like, you know, as much great movies as it was this year. But
yeah,
it was a good movie. Now, best costume design, American Hustle, Michael Wilkinson, the Grandmaster, William Chung Suk Ping, The Great Gatsby, Catherine Martin, Invisible Woman, Michael O'Connor, and 12 Years a Slave, Patricia Norris. Oh,
Great Gatsby or American Hustle?
Yes, I was thinking too.
Yeah, Great Gatsby or American Hustle, because American Hustle was a total transformation in wardrobe and everything, and I think they nailed it in every character. And The Great Gatsby is another, you know, kind of era kind of film that they'd have
it's
to really
nail. It's a
period
film, so, you know, it's like 12 Years a Slave and The Grandmaster and all these things. But, yeah, I'm going to American Hustle for me.
Okay.
And now best documentary, The Act of Killing, Cutie and the Boxer, Dirty Wars, The Square, and 20 Feet from Stardom. The Act of Killing is definitely taking that one. The Act of Killing is these filmmakers befriended some Indonesian, like, dictators and stuff, and before they became dictators, they were, like, criminals and everything, and they were killed lots of people. So what they did is they gave these guys a budget to reenact the killings they did for a movie, for, like, a musical type thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah, definitely that one's taking it. Next one is a best documentary short subject. I really haven't seen any of these, so I can't really give you anything on this one. So I'm just going to mention the movies nominated. I mean, the shorts nominated, but I'm not going to, you know, give an opinion because I haven't seen them. Cave Digger, Facing Fear, Karama Has No Walls, The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life, and Prison Terminal, The Last Days of Private Jack Hall.
Okay,
those were mentioned. Now let's go to the best editing category. It's American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, and 12 Years a Slave. I think it's Gravity. Definitely I want that one to take it. And then possibly, most likely, it'll be American Hustle who will take it. My opinion, I want Gravity to take it, but American Hustle will most likely take it. So there
How do you think for this category, how do they go about the best editing? Like, what are they, you know, what are they tallying on? Like, you know, how do they know?
How fluid the movie is, how fluid it is with the editing, because the editing they film a bunch of scenes, but the editors put it together and they tell the story.
So I feel like Gravity is definitely gonna, because
yeah, they tell you the story.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I would have preferred if Her would have been nominated, because Her had some pretty creative editing in it, and I liked it. So I would have preferred if that one would have been nominated, and I would have gone with that. But you know, you get everything you want. So, anyways, moving on to the next category: best foreign language film. This Broken Circle Breakdown from Belgium, that's one of the nominees. The Great Beauty, Italy. The Hunt from Denmark. The Missing Picture from Cambodia. And Omar from Palestine. I'm going with The Hunt. That movie was amazing. It stars Mads Mikkelsen from he was in Casino Royale. He played the villain Le Chief, whatever, and he also played plays Hannibal Lecter and the Hannibal TV series. And The Hunt is this guy who gets accused by a girl for molesting her, and he didn't do it. So it's just it's just him having to deal with that, and it was just a great movie. Really recommend this one.
Okay.
So, okay, best hair and makeup, makeup and hair, whatever, Dallas Buyers Club, Jackass presents Bad Grandpa, and The Lone Ranger, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. How did Bad Grandpa get in there?
Because of the prosthetics and the makeup they had to put on Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, but it's been done before. Yeah, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, okay, so
but
now best original score, The Book Thief, John Williams, Gravity, Stephen Price, Her, William Butler, and Owen Pallet, Philomena, Alexandre Desplat, and Saving Mr. Banks, Thomas Newman. John Williams for The Book Thief, definitely, because when I was going to go see the screening for this movie, they were playing the soundtrack before the movie was being played. And I remember just sitting, I was going in there, I was like sitting, and I was like, man, this music sounds amazing. It was the first time I sit there and the music just comes out to me, and it's just, you know, straight up orchestra music. And it's John Williams, you know, the composer for Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and tons of other movies, E.T., Jaws, all that stuff. And definitely John Williams will win for this one.
What about Saving Mr. Banks? I felt like there was some, at the beginning, you know, some people thought that perhaps this would at least be nominated for some other sort of category, but Tom Hanks
didn't
make any of
the This year was filled with Oscar-worthy movies, but it just didn't, you know, measure up to the other ones, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Now...
So is that it for the categories, or? Oh.
Yeah, no, there's more. There is a few more. Let me go already and just go really quick to the best screenplay before we run out of time here. Okay, so let's start from the best original screenplay. American Hustle, written by Warren Singer and David O. Russell. Blue Jasmine, written by Woody Allen. Dallas Buyers Club by Craig Borton and Melissa Wallach. Her, written by Spike Jones, and Nebraska by Bob Nelson. I think her is definitely going to win that one for best screenplay, because not only did I love it, it's probably like the best part of the movie. And then the only one to probably give it a run for their money is American Hustle.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, a best adapted screenplay.
And I haven't seen any of them. Okay.
Best adapted screenplay. Before Midnight, written by Richard Linklater, Julie Depley and Ethan Hawke. Captain Phillips by Billy Ray. Philomena by Steve Coogan and Jeff Pope. 12 Years a Slave by John Ridley. And The Wolf on Wall Street by Terrence Winter. The Wolf on Wall Street.
Okay.
Yep. Straight up just that. Wolf on Wall Street. best visual effects. Gravity. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smog. Iron Man 3. The Lone Ranger, and Star Trek Into Darkness. Gravity is definitely winning this one.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Gravity is going to take it for this, for that category.
How was the graphics in The Hobbit?
No,
that's
you mean
Hobbit,
visual
yeah.
effects? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was good, but no, Gravity definitely taking it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That was the main thing of the whole movie. The movie was the visual
yeah.
effects. You know, the visual of the whole film. So surreal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so now best sound mixing. I'm going with, it's Captain Phillips, Gravity, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smog, Inside Llewyn Davis, and Lone Survivor. Lone Survivor should take it, because that movie had some brutal, oh, God, everything just sounded so damn real every time somebody got hit. So Lone Survivor is definitely taking for sound mixing.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so we're gonna touch on Lone Survivor. I know we're running short on time, but we could extend it a little today. That movie, I'm so glad you recommended that movie, because at first, you know, the whole intro of the movie, it seems sort of like a documentary thing, and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I thought this was a movie, and then
that intro was probably like the worst part of the movie, was just introducing the characters who were like so
Yeah, I was so confused at first. Yeah, and I was like, this seems more like, I'm like, is this going to be a soldier documentary? Because I feel like it's going to be very sad. But, I mean, the whole movie itself, what a film. You know, at first you're like, whoa, it doesn't even seem like Mark Wahlberg is the protagonist here. But at the end of it all, what a film. I feel like this was such a great, and it was so, at the same time, because it was such a small group of them. It was, you know, four main guys that are in this hellhole, and that at the end of the day, you know, it's such a sad truth, but definitely it's really sad.
Yeah. So now, still got some more categories here. Best sound editing. It's All Is Lost. That's it's Robert Redford movie. Captain Phillips, Gravity, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, and Lone Survivor. Oh, I'm going with Gravity in sound editing.
Okay.
And the next are best live action short. I have not seen any of these, so I cannot say anything like that. So, okay, I'm just going to name it. What's I say? A quien no era yo? That wasn't me. That's something in French. Avant que de tout perdre. Just before losing everything is a name. Helium is another one. And one in a language I do not know. Do I have to take care of everything? And the last one is the Vorman problem. I don't know a single one of these shorts, but I'll probably look them up because some of these have intriguing names.
Okay.
And now best animated short film. Feral. Don't know. I haven't seen any of those. Get a Horse, Mr. Hublot. Possessions and Room on the Broom. Yep.
Okay,
neither
interesting.
Of those do I know. And now best production design. Okay. American Hustle, Gravity, The Great Gatsby, Her, and 12 Years a Slave. I'm going to go with either 12 Years a Slave is probably going to take it, and American Hustle will give it a run for their money.
Okay.
There you go. That's it.
That's it.
But,
wow, what a list.
Yeah. And wait, well, that's not the last. That's it. The last one is Best Original Song.
Okay.
And, okay, it's, the name of the song is Alone Yet Not Alone. From a Yet Alone Yet Not Alone. Happy from Despicable Me 2. Let It Go from Frozen. The Moon Song from Her. Oh yeah, I remember that. Ordinary Love from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Well, let's see. I really did like the Moon Song from Her. It was a song that Joaquin Phoenix plays on his guitar and stuff with the little AI, Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really give you a clear one because I haven't heard any of the other songs. But I'd go with From Her, because I've heard, you know, from Frozen and from Despicable Me 2, but I haven't heard the other two, from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, or Alone Yet Not Alone.
So you haven't seen Mandela yet?
Yeah, so I think I started it. Got pretty bored when I started. That's like,
yeah,
that was I started it, but I got pretty bored. It was like the first time I get into a movie, you know, because I can watch biopics and I'm always interested in them. But that movie I started, I was like, what the hell is going on? It's like a long trippy adventure with Idris Elba speaking in an African accent, and I don't even know what was happening at the beginning. I was so confused and so bored at the same time. So I'll probably give it another shot. You know, it wasn't as good as people were hoping it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're not seeing it nominated a lot or anywhere, pretty much. But yeah, there you go.
All right.
That
then.
Is the list of all the nominees and my predictions.
Nice thoughts. Okay, bro, thank you so much. So tell people where they can find you and so forth.
Okay, so you guys can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, at The Real Robert AH, and you can check out my column at The Sasha Marina Show under Topics, That's the Movie. and check us out again next Monday.
Woo!
Next
Monday
stuff,
and every Monday,
no,
with Robert's News. Also, guys, make sure if you go on our website, we're always, or our blog or whatever, right, we've been nominated on Local 10 once again this year to as best radio station. So if you can go into vote.local10.com, so it's vote.local10.com, and vote, search the Sasha Marina Show and vote for best radio station in South Florida. Thank you very much. And hopefully we got first this year. I mean, last year we got second, but whatever. And, yeah, also, I guess vote for me for the Shorty Award this year. I hope to get some. I mean, I only have two nominations. But if you can do that, you just go to shortyawards.com, put my Twitter handle, Sasha Marina, and there you go, voila. And, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with the Sasha Marina Show right now. We have a couple, some interviews for the rest of the week and so forth. We've been pretty jam-packed lately with a lot of filmmakers, so that's good. So thank you so much for tuning into Robert's segment today. Is there anything else you want to say, bro?
Let's see. Nope. Not that one bit. Yeah, that's it. I really want Leonardo DiCaprio to win an Oscar this year. That's pretty much all I want to say.
All right, then.
Definitely
we'll
want
see.
Him to
so
win.
So when are the Oscars? When is? I'm not sure of the date.
March 2nd, 2014. Sunday. It's
oh,
on
my
a
God.
Sunday.
What an anticipation. They released these nominations in January. We got to wait 2 months to even,
yeah,
to we even know what's going to happen. All righty. So bye.
Thank you. Bye.